Today, for a few minutes, I want to share with you a halachic inyan on the parsha from the Sefer B'Shvili HaMinug by Rav Dvorkis. This week is a great week to talk about Shabbos. Zohar Hashem HaShabbos L'Kadosh. This week is Aseres HaDibros, and one of the Aseres HaDibros is Shabbos. So it's an open field, open license to talk about anything you want about the inyan of Shabbos Kodesh. One of the minhagim of Shabbos Kodesh is, this is a nice minhag, but it's rooted in halacha, and it's Dvorkis is mefalpel very much in this inyan, the requirement or the minhag to cover your lechem mishneh with a mapa. Everyone has a mapa cover for your challah. In fact, it must be a multi-million dollar business, all the different types of challah covering. Challah covering's a nice gift to buy for someone. What is the exact halachic source for this requirement to cover lechem mishneh? So he presents here five different reasons. It's fascinating. And there are major nafkaminas lahalacha depending on which reason you hold to be the ikar. One of the five reasons. The first reason of Dvorkis. Of Dvorkis in the Sefer B'Shvilei HaParsha.
Yeah. When you started off, you said it was a minhag.
It's a minhag.
Yet you're looking for it in
halacha. As halacha, yes. So it's a minhag slash halacha. It's a minhag slash halacha. It's you have to do, but it's not a halacha to the degree where if you don't do it, you're in trouble. Or it's not to the degree where you have to make a bracha when you do this, and the proof that it's not an actual halacha is that there are so many variations of how to do it. So as I say, it's halacha slash minig slash halacha. It's somewhere it's vague. We call it halacha, we call it a minig. I don't know exactly how to define it. Now let's go through the different reasons. Reason number one. The reason number one, probably the earliest source from the Sheiltis. Now, I don't have clarity in what the Sheiltis is saying, but the Sheiltis says is it's kavod Shabbos. It's to show, the exact words are, ki hechi d'tesei ha-se'uda li'yikara d'shabata, which are translated, so that the meal shall come in honor of the Shabbos. His words are not clear. To prove the words are not clear is there are different opinions as to what exactly the She'eltis, the Rav Achai is like a Tana, it's like a Medrash almost. It's not clear exactly what he means to say. So the way it's commonly explained is, the way he explained it over here is that after you make Kiddush, right? You make Kiddush on Yayin, let's assume you make Kiddush on Yayin, Baruch Priya Gofen, and now you're gonna wash and you're gonna recite Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz. As a way to show that the bread, the lechem mishneh you're eating is in honor of Shabbos, it's not just a lunch, a Saturday afternoon lunch. It's a seuda l'chavoyt Shabbos. You do something different. You do something different to bring out the uniqueness of Shabbos. We made Kiddush, and now we're going to uncover this mapa, and it will appear bread. Wow, Shabbos. If it's a regular, ordinary day, you know, there's bread on the table, you go to the kitchen, take out some bread. We're going to uncover a special mapa to reveal the bread for Shabbos. It's an enhancement to the Kvod HaShabbos. That's the Sheiltis. This is probably the least common reason recited. I think probably you know in the back of your minds, if not in the front of your minds, other reasons why we cover the bread. Probably thinking about the mun. Right? That's probably what everyone's thinking about. We'll get to it in a moment. But this is what the Sheiltis says. I'll read you over here. Parashu.
The other day.
What?
Kvod and Lavush
are related. Aha. Uh-huh. So it's an honor. It's an interesting idea. You're giving a lavush to the bread. You're dressing the bread. That's interesting. A very good idea. I'll read you what it says here in his Perishu Kavonis HaShiltis, the Hainu. What does it mean, the Shiltis? Shapas Yihya Mechuse Ad Acher HaKiddush. The bread should be covered until after Kiddush. Ki kishe yosir ha-mapa, when you remove the mapa, me'al gabi ha-pas, nira, it appears kilu ata achar hakidush orach hashulchan. You have now arranged the table. The hasuuda bol lichvoid hashabbos. I made kiddush. I sanctified the day, and now after sanctifying the day, we're going to arrange the table in honor of this kiddush. I don't know. It's a little bit hard to grasp really what he means, but this is an idea. L'chavoyt Shabbos. Okay, that's reason number one. Now let's go to reason number two. This is more of a halachic reason. It's a beautiful reason. And it divides into two parts. He cites from the Or Zarua. And the Or Zarua cites the Tshuvas Rav Shreiro Goin. Going back to a little bit later. Not Rav Sheltis. The Sheltis is a little bit earlier than the Rav Shreiro Goin. Going to Talmud Goinim, and Rav Shreiro Goin says, because it's a halachic din, everyone knows the halacha is that you have in front of you yayin, let's say yayin and zonos or hamotzi, which one comes first? Hamotzi or yayin? It says in the pasuk, eretz chita, usa oira, the gefen. In the pasuk, in the order of the Shiva Saninim, chita comes before gefen. So you have in front of you on the table bread and yayin. So you have to now make two brachas. You have to make hamoitzi and the bracha hayayin, right? The moitzi doesn't part to the yayin. We learned that. You go to a restaurant during the week and you make a hamoitzi lechem and aretz, you still must make a bar priya gefen. But now you're making kiddush and you have on the table yayin. Oh, but it's Shabbos. So you're making kiddush al hayayin. But you're violating the laws of brachas. The laws of brachas require you to make the moitzi. So in order not to be in violation of the law, now it's very careful how you read, you translate his words, a very big nafkamina, what he's going to say and what it says in the Yerushalmi, which is going backwards. You know, we're going back to we're going to soon go to a Yerushalmi, which is before the Goinim. But he says that v'cholakoydim apostiku koydim lebracha, since we have no choice, we have to make kiddush al yayin. No, Chazal wanted us, for whatever reason, but we have to make the kiddush must be done al yayin for other reasons.
Okay, so why can't you make a motzi and then make kiddush?
Like the yekas. Wash
and make. Hey, let's not go into these. You ask good questions, but this is the way Chazal was talking. The first thing you do before you eat your meal is you sanctify the day.
Okay,
that's the rule.
But you brought a pasuk that.
You put yourself in a halachic problem. You put in the halachic right halachic dilemma.
Keep the bread off the table.
So some do that.
And bring it in light.
Me'ikar hadin, that's what you're really supposed to do. That's the way it was done in the Talmud Chazal when they ate on tables. Everyone ate on a little private table, like you learn by the Seder. Levi'in-lo. When everyone ate on a little bit tray, they made kiddush, and then you bring in the bread. That's the way it was done originally. Today we don't do that. Today we have one large table. It's not possible to have it done. So to we work backwards, we actually cover the challah.
There are many. Is it possible all the time? I have bread in my kitchen. I'm eating.
It's not you asking good. It's just not the minute. I hear what you're saying.
So did halacha change to a minute?
I don't know the answer. It is a problem. Meikar hadin, you should make kiddush and then you should bring in the bread. That's really what should be done. That's the way ideally it should be done. That's not the minhag, and it's not a good thing to change the minhag. But in the event, I was once sitting by Adam Choshev, and the table was set, and you know they had beautiful challah cover, and he makes kiddush, and then after kiddush, he realized they didn't bring the challah. So he said, Baruch Hashem, we will kaim the halacha. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to do it. It's not the minhag, but after the fact, like I told you, your Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. They don't make a bracha. You're not allowed to make a bracha on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. But if you make a mistake and you make a bracha on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, Rabbeinu Tam is very happy. He's very happy. Make a suda.
You don't make a bracha.
So there is something to it, but that's not the minhag. You don't play around with the minhag. The minhag is you have the table, this halal table. Now you have a halachic dilemma. A Chazal told me to make kiddush first, but halach is when you have yain, you have chitin, you make a bracha on chitin first. So what do you do? So in order there should not be any violation of halacha, you cover the bread. I don't have the bread in front of me. There is no problem whatsoever. Okay, that's what it says in the Sheltis. That's what it says in Shreira Goyim. The Yushalmi, now this is brought in the Torah, this is probably more the terminology, you're probably going to ring a bell. The Torah and Simin, Reish, Ayin, Aleph, those are laws of Shabbos. He brings the Yerushalmi. See how far we're going from the Goinim, the Yerushalmi, the Sheltis. The Yerushalmi has a Lashon, Belashon, Shlo Yeroye Hapas Boishta. Now, I didn't look up the Yerushalmi, but Yerushalmi, maybe the bread should not see its shame.
Yeah, I skipped over. Yeah, that's what we.
And they skipped it over. So he's Medayike Perish, who Mukhtim Bepasik. It's the same idea. It's the same idea as what it says in Rav Shira Goin. The halacha is you make Kiddush first, or you have to make Al Geffen. But the bracha is first goes the Chitim. So it's a busha for the bread. Now, so he goes, look at Perish, who Mukhtim Bepasik, but you roil Akhtim Bracha, Umakdimim Bebircha Sayayin. Now, look, what he goes to go on to say is very interesting. This is what you need a brilliant mind like a Dvorkis to explain. What's the chilik between? Must have been the briska. A chilik between the Rav Shreira Goin and the Yerushalmi. Is it in the gavra or is it in the cheftza? Yeah. Who are you addressing? And there's nothing in the halacha. We'll see that. So there's nothing in the halacha.
Mashma that the challah was on the table.
What? The challah is on the table. The Yerushalmi is on the table.
Right. So the Rav Shreira Goin, it's not mashma that's on the table.
He also says that it is on the table. He says, and that's why you're covering it. That's what you're covering. They're both on the table. But Rav Shira Goin is saying the bread, the cheftza.
It's
inanimate an object.
They brought them. Even you could say that it was not on the table.
Yeah.
But they brought it on the table. And they covered it not because of the wine, but because of the yont, because of Shabbos. To show it's a Shabbos.
No, that's the Sheltis. We're not going to the Sheltis now. The Sheltis says it's covered Shabbos. It's purely it didn't kavod Shabbos. Nothing to do with Hilchos Brachos. Hilchos Brachos is not an issue. He goes, it's on the table, and it seems that according to the Sheltis, it's on the table, and it's supposed to be covered no matter what. That'll be an afkamina. Now, let's put that aside. But the Shulda says, no matter what, it's supposed to be covered, because after you make Kiddush, you have to uncover the covered Kvod Shabbos. Rav Shreira Goin says, it's a din in you. You are in violation of the law. And in order for you not to be in violation, you have to cover the challah. The Yerushalmi says, violation of the law? I'm aiding in some meditation. You're not in violation. This is what Chazal told you to do. The law that tells you to make chita first is only when everything else is being equal. But when you're making kiddush, kiddushas hayoyim, this is an exception. This is no violation of the law, but it's some sensitivity, please. The bread, the cheftza, it's not
like
so sensitive.
Like we said, Goyim could have
haschias. Fascinating. He's giving chashivos sensitivity to the bread. What? Yeah, inanimate object is having sensitivity. Boisha, nothing to do with you. They're both saying the same concept. That there's hilchos brachos. That the chita goes first in the yayin. So what's the problem? It's Shabbos, the exception. So who's the problem? Rav Shira Goin says the problem is you, the gavra. You're in violation, so you have to do something. The Sheltis says, "Nah, you're not the problem. The Shalom, you're not the problem. The problem is the bread knows the halacha. The bread is a bucky in Shulchan Aruch." To the Kiddushma, the Shulchan Aruch, it's a baki in halacha, and it's insulted. The halacha is not being followed, so you don't know what insults you have to cover. Okay, that's already three reasons. Now we come to a fourth reason, which is probably the most popular reason, and that is the man zecher leman. The man, this is parasha. It says that in the morning there was a sheet of tal, and on top of the sheet of tal came the man, and on top of the man came another layer of tal. So zecher leman, what do? Zecher leman, we cover, now this is not nafkamina, we cover the challah with two layers. We're going to have many nafkaminas now.
When did this come in? Who says this?
Who says this is the Mishnah Berurah brings this down from the Shivoli Haleket, a Medrash, Rabbeinu Bechaya, and the Avudruham says, wait, let me read over here, Oy Tam, the Torah brings down zecher leman. Okay, that's Rashi, right? Isn't that Rashi, Machza Vitri?
We're talking like 400 years later.
Talking about yeah, much later. Machza Vitri, Shibul Haleket, Rabbeinu Bechaye, Ulam Avudra, okay. Now the Avudraham doesn't like this, and now here let's get into some nafkaminas. Avudraham says it doesn't make any sense because according to this, now this part of, let's get into the nafkaminas. the nafkaminas is, let me just make sure I got all the reasons. There are really four reasons. I thought there were five. There's probably another reason. Let's stick with these four and just discuss some nafkaminas. The Avudram says this is problematic because from all the days when the month fell, there was one day the month did not fall. Shabbos. So you're doing something zecher leman, but on Shabbos there was no man. So all the answers, and the Chayadim also answers, is that Adraba, that's exactly why you do it on Shabbos, because Shabbos was the only day when you didn't have man. In other words, what we're doing today is a double zecher.
Shabbos was a
zecher. The Bnei Yisrael in the for 40 years, they covered their bread, Lamata and Lamala, on Shabbos, zecher for the month that fell for them the first 6 days of the week and did not fall on Shabbos. Klal Yisrael, they were in love with the month. So every single day they had the real deal, the real thing. There was Tal Lamata, month in the middle, Tal Lamala. Shabbos, there's no month. So what are we going to do, Shabbos? What? They took double.
They took
the Hashem said, you take double, but Friday for Shabbos. But what do they have Shabbos? What did Hashem give them double of? Mon. Hashem didn't give them double tau. Hashem gave them mon. Double mon on Friday. But Hashem didn't give them tau for the next day. By the next day, the tau dried up.
They didn't need it.
So you'll say it was packaging when it came from Shemayim. They didn't need it. Okay, but this is what the Avudrim says. This is what the Chayadim says. So they, Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, on Shabbos, they took a mappa, they put it lamata, they put it lamala, to remind themselves that this bread that we're going to eat today, we got it Friday yesterday, and it came in a double package. It came lamala. So we, Bizman Hazeh, we continue to follow the meaning of Bnei Yisrael on Shabbos. What they did was zecher for what they had during the 6 days of the week. We're doing a zecher for a zecher.
Should it be on bottom also?
Yes. Oh, that's going to be nafkamina. So let's now discuss that. According to the Tam, the fourth Tam, it's only because of Mon. The Mon is Lamata and Lamala. But according to the Tal was Lamata and Lamala. But according to the Shiltis, Chvayt Shabbos is revealed that there's bread. There's no mention whatsoever. There has to be something Lamata, a tablecloth or a challah tray. No such thing.
The fourth reason you should put one on top.
Yeah. According to the fourth reason, you have to have a tablecloth. We're Mekayim this with a tablecloth. Why? Everyone has a tablecloth. I mean, that's the minigis shulchan, have a tablecloth. A tablecloth or challah tray, lamata.
That becomes your
bottle. I thought that was for the crumbs.
What? It's supposed to be a tablecloth. But according to the she'eltis, and according to the reason.
Where did the tablecloth
come here? Lamon.
No, that's for the challahs.
No, the tablecloth.
So what are we supposed to do? Where did the tablecloth come in?
I don't know. The tablecloth is.
I don't think you want a tablecloth for you.
So then it has to be some mapa lamata. There has to be something lamata. Of the month. But if you learn like the She'eltis, or you learn the other two reasons, the bracha, if it's because of the She'eltis or the bracha, then you don't need a mapa lamala, lamata. Now, if you need a person, there's lots of person Rachmanos is in the hospital room over Shabbos, right? So you improvise. So is there an inyan to go have lamata? You just put down the bread on also, is there such an inyan to have a lamata? If it's mishum the time of the mon, yeah, there is an inyan. If it's because of the other reason, then there's no inyan having a lamata. Now, let's go back to Avudraham. Avudraham really discusses, that it makes the four out of five, the mon. He learns, Avudraham learns that the whole time, that's why he doesn't like this time of mon, is because then you should do this the whole week. Do you ever see someone, you go to a meal, or go to a chasna, and they have bread, and you cover the bread. Before you recite Hamotzi, you uncover the bread. But before you recite Hamotzi, a ceremony, you uncover the bread. If the only reason why you're having the map is Zeich of the month. When was the Tal? The Tal primarily was during the week. So there's more of an inyan to have. If every time you have Lechem, it's going to be the Zecher, Sudas Mitzvah, and you're having Lechem, Zecher, the Mon, and you're having a Mapa, Lamata, Lamala, Zecher, the Tal, you should do this the whole week, not only on Shabbos. You've never seen someone do this during the week. It's not during the week. That's why he explains that it's not because of what's done during the week, it's done because what's done on Shabbos, which is a Zecher, what happened during the week. But we don't actually. Actually, that you don't do that. If you want to go do it during the week, you're doing something in extreme halacha. You're following the time of the month, and you're holding it. If you're going to do it, lezecha, lezecha. So certainly you should have a mapa, lamata, lezecha, the month. I'm running out of time. Let me tell you another reason. What's the question afterwards? Now, here's another very big nafkamina. When do you uncover the bread? do you uncover the bread, and there are different mitzvahs, maybe some of you have different mitzvahs, you'll shed light on this. After you say, Boy Priya Gofen, you're making Kiddush. Savri, Ranon, Rabban, Rasai, Barachato, Hashem, Lokhid, Melacholam, Boy Rei Priya Gofen. Right? And now you have to make another bracha. Now, before you say the next bracha, Asher Kiddushan b'mitzvahs v'ratzavanu, Bor Priya Gofen, uncover the bread. What? Even though you didn't wash yet. So it seems there are many that have this custom. I can't say. We live in the melting pots in America. Everyone is influenced by everyone. That there was such a custom. After you say Borei Pri HaGofen, you uncover the chalas.
You have to do it because you want to make sure the chalas are there.
No, because there's no shame anymore.
So who, according to which reason does this make sense?
Yes, because there's no shame anymore.
There's no bracha. You've made the Borei Pri HaGofen.
Then there's no shame of the iron.
Right.
The iron is gone.
According to the second... According to the second and third reason, the only reason why you cover the bread is because you have a halachic dilemma. The halachic dilemma is you can't make a Borei Pri HaGofen before you make a Motzi Lechem in Aretz. I've made the Borei Pri HaGofen. We're finished. Now you can take off the cover. But if you learn it because of the mon, no! You keep the bread package as long as possible. If it's because of Kvod Shabbos, no, it's mash on a shiltis. You can be mefalpul on this. Is that the kavod Shabbos is punta keret? You know when you should first cover the bread? Think about it. According to the shiltis, the bread should be exposed. Now you make the Borei Pri HaGofen. Then you cover it because now I'm going to make the kiddush, and after the kiddush, I'm going to expose it lechavod Shabbos. So if I can, according to the shiltis, you can possibly keep the bread covered for the Borei Pri HaGofen. Then cover it for the brach of kiddush. We actually sanctify the Shabbos, and then you take it off lechavod Shabbos. Okay, that's another nafkmin. Now I'll give you another nafkmin. What about, let's say you're going to be very machmir, and you're going to keep it on all the way to the very end. You're going to keep it on until after you finish the Kiddush. Do you take it off before you say the Hamaitzi, or after you say the Hamaitzi? Some have the custom, I've seen this, is you make the Hamaitzi with the cover. You put your hand underneath the lower covering, a different idea, and you have the bread, and you have on top of the bread, you have the mapa, you hold it up, and you make the hamaitzi lechem in Eretz, and then you uncover it. Why would you do that? Certainly not according to the time of the halachic dilemma of hamotzi versus Borei Pri HaGofen, because that's been long done already. You've already finished the Borei Pri HaGofen a long time ago before you washed. If you learn Misham Mitham the Mon, you're going to keep it on as long as possible. If you learn because you want to be Megale, like the Shiltos, you want to be Megale, it's Beferish the Shiltos. When you finish making Kiddush, then you're Megale to show that you're being Oirech, you're arranging the table in the Chavayit Shabbos. There's absolutely no reason, according to the Shiltos, to have the bread covered when you say the Hamaitzi. There's no reason. And there's no reason to have the bread covered when the bread covered after you say the Borei Pri HaGofen, according to the other two reasons. The only reason why you would want to have the bread, the only reason why you're going to have the bread covered when you actually recite the bracha and wait until you finish saying the Hamaitzi is only if you learn Mitam the Mon, because the Mon was covered from the beginning to end. So until you finish the bracha, then you take off the cover.
And you would keep it covered the
whole during the Hamaitzi.
Also later.
Maybe. I guess there's a limit to how far you have to go. Once you say the bracha already, L'chayra, once you say the bracha already, you're in a different league. When you make the bracha, you're already finished. Okay, so this is four different reasons. A whole big daf gemina. What's the time of the month? It's very important you say it. The time of the month is not because of Shabbos. The time of the month is the 6 days of the week. The 6 days of the week, there was a tal lamat l'mala. On Shabbos, in the middle, they didn't have tal. Hashem gave them double portion of mon. Hashem didn't give them a double portion of tal. And Shabbos, Bnei Yisrael covered it with a mapa, l'zecha, the tal. And we follow what they did.
You get it in the bag, in the plastic bag.
Until you make the bracha. Okay, now, other nafkaminas, okay, this goes to the more lumps, we don't have time, but the point, what happened, what about mizonos? You're making kiddush by a shul. Okay, you go to a kiddush and shul. Do you have to cover the cake? So if you learn it's because of the mon, if you learn because of the mon, no, The mon is the lechem mishneh. Lechem mishneh. There's no inyan to cover the cake. The cake is not lechem mishneh. You're not kovei asud on the cake unless you're making, you're eating a lot of cake. Then you kovei asud, which is discussion. He talks about that, but that's not the pashas. So if you're learning, everyone, bottom line, we're coming out right now. The ikar is the mon. And that's why we cover and keep it covered as long as possible. But if that's the case, so there's no need to cover cake. You go to a kiddush, everyone's covering the cake. Why are they covering the cake? Because of the bracha, exactly. The boyish of the bracha. The mezoinais goes before bar priya gofen. You're going out of order. So it makes this shiltis, suda shabbos. This is not your suda shabbos. You want to say it is your suda shabbos? Maybe yeah, maybe not. If you want to say it's a l'chloit Shabbos, you want to tie it in? Okay, maybe yeah, maybe not. You could argue both ways. You make kiddush a shahakol, then you surely, it's even worse.
Right.
It's even worse.
That's
the bracha issue. But you have to make kiddush. If that's not the issue, this is an exception. This is an exemption. What are the nafkaminas? So other nafkamina would be, and let's go on that. Let's say it's very common in yeshiva, or you go to a suda, where one person makes the kiddush on behalf of the ganze oila. Mm-hmm. Right? You see, everyone has their own in the hotel. Does everyone have to cover their chalas? So what's the halach? If it's mitam numan, yes. If it's, now here's a beautiful lomas. If it's mitam brachas. Brachas. So this is the machlekes to chazanish and the Beis Halevi. Riskerov. Shemea koine. What's the lomas of Shemea koine? Shemea come the pshat. Your bracha is as if it came out of my mouth. You make a bracha, and I answer, amen, ki ilu the bracha came out of my mouth. I'm doing it myself. Then the same way, if I was doing it, there would be an issue of hilchas brachas, I have to cover the bread. But if the lomdis of Shemea Kohen is, I'm not making the bracha myself. I'm yoytze. You made the bracha. It's your bracha. I'm yoytze. Then you're not required to cover the bread, which shouldn't be in the bracha. Because he made the bracha. Also, you get involved in another avenue is, the nafkamina is at the gavron cheftza. He has the problem. Let's say Taka will be machmir. It's as if I made the bracha myself. But he's the gavra. He's still the person that's making the bracha. The cheftza. Can you say that my cheftza on my table is seeing the boishtoi? And then maybe you do get involved in the same issue of who makes the bracha. But you have this idea of when someone makes a bracha, is it as if you made the bracha? If it's as if you made the bracha, you have a problem here as well. If it's not that you made the bracha, he's making the bracha, you're swinging yoytze, then you're not in violation of the laws of brachas. So you don't have to cover the bread. If it's because of kvod shel Shabbos, you would have to cover the bread. If it's because of mon, you would have to cover the bread. So all of these nafkaminas, you just can't, if you're going to take one, you can have many nafkaminas across the board when it comes to kiddush without bread, when it comes to being at a different table with your own lechem mishnah, when it comes to yesuda, if you're going to have to keep it covered after the bracha, before the bracha, after a bar priya gofen, before, all these different afterminutes tie into the four major reasons why you make a cover the bread.
If you go to a suda shabbos,
yeah,
you know, a shabbos or something, and you're going to make kiddush on your table,
yeah,
you have to cover your own bread.
Yes.
Wait a second. We need.